There's a theory that's been making the rounds that extraterrestrials, or what we think of as ET, and might actually be artificial intelligence. So in the search for extraterrestrial life, we have a problem. It's a 10-billion-year-old galaxy from what the scientists say. I mean, Christians are split on that issue. Some go for like an old Earth, old universe. Some go for a more young Earth, young universe. But, you know, let's just say at least just from what science says, you know, or at least the interpretation of science. I don't even want to say objective science exactly, because there's objective science that could be interpreted to show a young Earth as well. So it's an interesting question, but it kind of goes outside of what this story is all about. But just in this very large, apparently old, who knows how old, galaxy. Now, there should have been ample opportunity for at least one species to escape its own mess and to spread across the stars, filling every niche. Niche. But that the species doesn't seem to have come calling leads to Fermi's paradox. If life isn't impossibly rare, where is everyone? You know, efforts to scan the skies for signs of intelligent life have come up blank, which adds to the puzzle. And maybe vast gulfs of interstellar space and the narrow windows of time for communicative species to exist within shouting distance of one another are to blame. That's something scientists have looked at. Intelligences might be like small ships passing in the night in a vast ocean. You know, actual close encounters of any kind could be exceedingly unusual. Now, me and Derek Gilbert wrote about this in our book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, which if you haven't had a chance to check it out, you should. It's available at skywatchtvstore.com. It's also Amazon and all that. But if you get it from, actually, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. I have all the links there. It's available in some packages that Amazon doesn't offer, where you get some really cool stuff that's not available anywhere else, not available on Amazon or anywhere else. You should check that out. Now, another explanation for this great silence of the galaxy is that any surviving intelligence out there is so different from us, so radically different that we can't even conceive of its forms or behaviors. You know, as a consequence, actually detecting and recognizing it could be next to impossible. And that's a bit of a downer. But that's something I've been thinking about lately, too. I've been looking more into human psychology. I find it interesting. And the way that we perceive the world, the way we look at the world, the way we focus on the world is really strange. It's a lot different than what we would normally think. And I don't know if there was another species out there that they would view the world in the same way. You know, with humans, most of our cognitive efforts are used to ignore things, you know, simplify things. And this is done unconsciously. So right now, if you're watching me, you're watching me on a computer or on a TV, but you're ignoring the fact that whatever you're or on a cell phone, you're ignoring the fact that what you're viewing me on is not just one object. You know, it's not just one thing. It's an unbelievably complex system of motherboards and wires and electricity, and there's a lot of quantum forces involved, most of which we probably don't even know about yet, but even just the electronics in there. It's easy for us to ignore that complexity because we just have one thing, a phone or a computer. Now, what's interesting is when it breaks, then we realize how unbelievably complex it is. Because when your phone breaks, all of a sudden, it's not just this one thing anymore, this one object that you can look at that has one function, whichever the thing is that you're doing at that time. Now, it has automatically transformed, you know, from your perspective, into an unbelievably complex machine that you don't understand, you don't know how it works, and now you have to deal with, how am I going to fix this thing? Do I take it in? Am I going to have to pay a bunch of money? And it's a source of anxiety now. You know, so it's just interesting that most of the way that human beings think is we ignore things and we simplify things in order to just get along in the world. So that's interesting. I don't know if that's unique to humans or if there was some type of race out there, you know, if it would be the same, you know, if God created some other race out there, if it would be the same. And even along those lines, let's say there's no extraterrestrial life. I don't know if angels are like that. I don't know if spiritual beings are like that. Maybe they're like us, but they can just, they can focus in on a little bit more. Maybe they can see more complexity than we do. Or maybe it's the opposite for them. Maybe the default setting is that they do see the complexity, and maybe it's hard for them to just see the one thing. I don't know. It's interesting to think about, though. I've been looking into that lately, but so that kind of lends itself to the ET question, though. You know, if they could be so vastly different from us, we wouldn't even know how to relate to one another. But there's also a possibility that lies between these extremes, and it might be probable. So when our first encounter or detection, if it ever does occur, it could be a machine intelligence that appears in our sights rather than something biological. Now, this idea is not actually new. Back in the 40s, in the 1940s, the mathematician John von Neumann explored the possibilities of non-biological self-replicating systems steeped in computation, but requiring no operating mind. And later on in the 1980s, others expanded on this concept by considering the real engineering needs for autonomous, replicating, space-faring devices. And these machines would be able to roam the universe, finding raw materials to build more and more of themselves, creating the infrastructure for energy from space or human settlement among the stars. And it would require a more complex mission still for such devices to have true artificial intelligence. Now, what would that purpose be, and what kind of AI, is such a machine likely to have? That's the question. An encounter with an alien machine could help us unravel this puzzle, but it could also be even more different than a biological sentient species. Now, one possibility is that this machine could be super capable, exceeding our human capacity for cognitive or analytical tasks. So such an artificial intelligence might be exceedingly hard to understand, either in terms of its underlying motivation or because of practical barriers of communication bandwidth. So for this device, talking to us might be like talking to an infant, or trying to discuss, the collected work of Shakespeare using nothing but pictographs. An alien system optimized for processing vast data streams might not even be able to downgrade its pace enough to notice that we're even trying to talk, whether we use technology or not. So an extraterrestrial AI could also be seriously intimidating and scary to us simply because of its machine nature, a thing animated from non-living pieces, just like, a classic tale of the golem. Molded from clay or mud in ancient Hebrew stories. But by comparison, while a biological alien might be shocking, it would have at least some traits in common with us, most likely, if it's biological. So we could convince ourselves that, God created it, or there's something recognizable about it. Or even sympathetic behaviors and intentions might be recognizable. But an artificial entity doesn't need to follow any of those rules, and taking the idea of alienness to a whole other level. So encountering an alien AI would not only point to our own possible future, but also prompt a strange shift in our worldview. So when Nicholas Copernicus proposed in the 1500s that the Earth was not central in any way to the universe, he set in motion the development of a critical scientific idea that there is nothing cosmically special or significant about us. But meeting an ET AI, an extraterrestrial artificial intelligence, could turn that realization on its head. If the only intelligence we meet is machine in nature, then we would be special. Now, if we do meet an AI, an alien AI, it probably won't be conscious in the full sense of the word, at least not how we would understand it. We'd probably find ourselves facing something akin to like a savant intelligence, like something that's really good at specific tasks, but otherwise limited in other capacities. So a recent example here on Earth is Google's AlphaGo Master, a system that plays the board game Go and learned some of its skills by exposure to vast catalogs of human-played games. Within a year of its inception, it began outdoing the world's highest-ranking human Go players. Next came an evolved system called AlphaGo Zero, and in 40 days of trading without recourse to data from historical games, this new AI made itself even better than its Silicon ancestor and better than any living human. Now, yet another variant, AlphaZero, has taken a mere 24 hours to train itself and beat a modestly trained iteration of AlphaGo Zero, as well as topping other systems at playing both chess and shogi, sometimes known as Japanese chess. So if you read interviews with expert players, you'll see that these machines don't even play like humans. Their strategies are really alien and seemingly unfathomable. These alphas are the epitome of a savant machine. And such AIs, such as the Hope, will help us answer a lot of scientific problems that are presently on the edge of tractability. Researchers behind the Alpha systems are already talking about the puzzle of protein folding, which is how chains of amino acids twist and gyrate to fold into structures with essentially biological utility. And the underlying molecular rules are understood, but predicting what a particular recipe will give you is currently extremely difficult. But so it sounds like a job for some type of, you know, Alpha Fold Zero AI type of thing. But, or you can take other pieces of modern science. Cosmological simulations or climate and weather predictions are all driven by physics phenomena such as gravitation and fluid dynamics, thermodynamics, things like that. Now, computer codes digitize these phenomena, calculating billions of iterations of forces and movements. But these computations are still hemmed in by processor speeds and precision. So deep learning self-taught AIs might turn out to do better as quantitative soothsayers than those intense numerical simulations presently bounded by their comparatively plodding systematic approaches. So a machine's savant intuition might be able to skip across compute cycles, seeing what the answer will be in a probabilistic sense rather than actually reproducing a pixelated version of it. So a machine's savant intuition might be applied to the root process of scientific deduction and discovery itself. So the possibilities are yet to be much explored, but they could be extraordinary. Savant machines could turn out to be simply so useful, so revolutionary in expanding our capacity for discovery and exploration that there's little initial motivation to seek anything fancier. So the idea is maybe alien races have already created this. Maybe that's what we will see, something that's way more advanced than even the aliens themselves, such as if we develop a type of AI that can do it better than us, that's what we would send out to the cosmos to explore, because we ourselves are finite. We die in 80 or 90 years if we're lucky, if we're really lucky to make it that long. So there's significant factors that go against what we might want to do exploration-wise. So it's an interesting question. What do you guys think about alien AI? I mean, do you even think it's possible that there's life out there? That's something I've been wondering. I wrote a lot about in Day the Earth Stands Still. Even a theological argument that could be made supporting the idea of extraterrestrial life. Not saying I necessarily believe in that. And what we did talk about in the book too is that the ET question, the question of alien life, Derek and I see as completely separate from the UFO alien abduction phenomena. We don't think it's the same thing at all. You don't even have to be Christian to understand this, because there have been researchers like Jacques Vallée who don't look at it from a Christian perspective, but basically admit that it's demonic. It's not extraterrestrial, something from another planet. It's most likely something from another dimension. So we write a lot about that. And again, you can find that at skywatchtvstore.com. But I am interested to know what you think about this, this alien AI stuff. Leave me a comment in the comment section below. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds
hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.